This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now, here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Take you live to Rome for the Pope's general weekly audience. Ashley Nerona is our Vatican correspondent. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning, John. Buongiorno from Roma.
It's so good to hear your voice again. The Holy Father reflecting on prayer, and that's been a general theme of his audiences on Wednesdays.
That's right. That theme continued, and the audience was held inside of the Papal Library, again, due to COVID restrictions, but looking at prayer meant he looked all the way back to the early life of the church. Now, he began by emphasizing the importance of prayer for the early church, saying it was absolutely the basis, the foundation of the church's missionary action from the very first steps of the church. And he said that the reason was because it's prayer where we find that Christ is present and Christ is experienced. And it's through prayer that people are touched by the Spirit. Now, according to the book of Acts, the Holy Father pointed out that there are four essential characteristics in the life of the church having to do with prayer. He said those are, one, listening to the apostolic teaching, in other words, to catechesis; two, to the continual quest for communion; three, the breaking of the bread, so celebrating the Eucharist, the sacrament, celebrating Jesus' presence among us; and then finally, prayer, which is that conversation with the Father through Christ and in the Holy Spirit. Now, he said that if these four pillars are there, then the Holy Spirit can also be there. And if they aren't, then it becomes like a house built on sand. The foundation will crumble. But it's the Holy Spirit that leads the faithful back to Jesus, and it's there that Christians get what he called the push to go, to proclaim and to serve. And he said that the same is true for all the members of the church who come for all the centuries since that time. And he finished by saying that it's God's love for his people and that love that he asks in return, which is what he called the mystical root of the believer's entire life. So one can only experience that kind of mystical love, he says, by adoring God himself and living those four pillars. Back to you, John.
Making Jesus present with the power of the Holy Spirit, and we're hopeful that you do that every day. The focus of the Holy Father's catechesis today, the general weekly audience, live from Rome. Ashley Nerona joining us this morning here at 28 before on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Now, normally in a COVID-free world, this would be a very big event coming up at the Vatican this Saturday, where two men will be elevated to cardinal, including Archbishop Wilton Gregory of Washington, D.C., a convert to the Catholic Church. He talks about going in the sixth grade to a priest and saying, you know, I really want to do what you do. And the priest said, well, first you have to become Catholic. And that started his journey. But we'll also have the first African-American cardinal in the United States. How is this going to happen in a COVID-19 world with all the restrictions, Ashley?
You know, it's so interesting, John, to look at this logistically, because as you pointed out, what typically would happen is that there would be a very large ticket-only mass inside of St. Peter's Basilica at the altar of the chair, and that would be the actual installation mass. And after that, the cardinals would go to the Apostolic Palace, which would light up and be open. Public could come and wish the cardinals well, which is such an exciting moment also because you're doing that, enjoying the beauty of that amazing apostolic palace. But of course, that things are a little bit unusual this year, as you pointed out. And so that part will not occur. But the mass will, although the attendees will number only 100 in the entire basilica. So the consistory will happen at 4 o'clock this Saturday, and then the next day there will be a concelebrated mass with the Holy Father and the new cardinals. But the reality of the COVID situation means that, unfortunately, due to travel restrictions, two cardinal designates will not be there. So this is the cardinal designate from Brunei and also the one from the Philippines. They're not going to be able to attend because of travel restrictions. There are also existing members of the College of Cardinals who will not be able to come. Now, So how is this going to be handled in this day and age? Well, what's going to happen is that Pope Francis is going to present those two cardinals who cannot be here with the Beretta, with their cardinal's rings, and with a title connected to a Roman parish. So that is to give them, present them their titular church. That's all going to happen at another time in the future in person. But in the meantime, all the members of the College of Cardinals who cannot be there and the two cardinal designates who cannot be there will be able to follow via a live stream, John. Thank God for technology.
Yeah, we'll share that live stream on our Morning Air Facebook page. That's coming up this Saturday with Ashley Nerona live from Rome. What is happening now with COVID-19 in Italy? You've generally been about 3 weeks ahead of us, but somehow or another, we managed to catch up to where you are. And, you know, we've got some, in some cases, some, you know, draconian lockdowns happening again in some of our communities. What's happening in Italy?
Yes, well, so various parts of Italy remain red, which means that they are completely locked down as we experienced in the past, only leaving your home if you have an emergency and you have to carry a document that you have completed showing that you do have a reason to be out of your home. Something that interesting that's happening down south of us in the Naples area is that as people are being asked to take COVID tests, whether it's for the sake of work, whether just personally they want to know if they are positive or not. One of the problems that has come up is that they can be expensive. So this little tradition has popped up where people are actually purchasing additional tests, and then they will say to the practitioners that, you know, when someone comes in need, please then administer this test at no cost for them.
Wow.
Kind of an interesting thing. Yeah, it comes from a tradition in Naples that's called Caffè in Sospeso. So this tradition started there where people would buy coffees in a coffee bar for someone in this same way. Then it kind of migrated during the lockdown to people buying groceries for people. They'd leave them in the grocery store, and when someone in need came, they'd be able to pick those up. So now it's happening with the COVID tests. So it really is certainly hopeful and inspirational to see this beautiful spirit of charity at work here, John.
Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. Now, in a COVID-19 world, I know in past years with the seminarians of the North American College, you would celebrate Thanksgiving with them. What's the status of the seminarians of the North American College? How many are there, and how will you celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yes. Well, they are actually out of lockdown technically now. And so some of the universities which they attend are doing online courses. Others are doing in-person courses. So it really just depends. But every university does offer the opportunity to do everything online. So in other words, if you do not feel comfortable coming in, you can do it online. So that's how the men are continuing their studies at this moment. Now, sadly, the grand celebration that happens every year will not happen. It was always something so special to look forward to, including the fifth year priests who made those
We'll never know what they made. Maybe it's the fish and chips that Glenn was repeating in yesterday's Story Corner. We're in suspense mode with Ashley Nerona, but we wish her a very happy Thanksgiving and all of those seminarians of the North American College. Ashley, of course, is our Vatican correspondent here on Relevant Radio, and you very often hear her refer to her husband, John. Ashley and John have something called the Truth and Beauty Project. Check that out at truthandbeautyproject.com. That's truthandbeautyproject.com.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.